Yo, welcome back to the most fucking dangerous channel. It's your boy Johnny Sins, it's the Early Birds.
And it's your boy October's very own, Finest at the Night. Alf.
It's your boy Eric.
Eric, just Eric.
No, I'm just playing, it's your boy fucking Schemer. Scheme me some scheme.
Rest in peace, the headphones listeners.
Yeah.
I know you just clipped the fuck out on that right now.
Oh, I know. But we got energy today.
Schemiest of schemes.
Anyways, Eric, you're looking mighty fucking good today, bro. I just want to tell you that.
Hey, thanks, bros.
Did you get a haircut recently?
No, actually, I haven't.
Did you get a tan recently?
I don't think so.
Oh, God, nigga, you look like you've been dipped in fucking Moroccan oil. Let's be real here.
He looks like he's ready to compete in Mr. Olympia, bro.
Oh, God, he does, bro. All he needs is a fucking physique.
He got that golden brown tan.
Shit. But to tell you, I don't know.
No, he didn't like that. How you guys been, though? It's been a long time. We haven't recorded in like 2 weeks.
It's been a while, bro. I almost forgot we did this shit.
Almost forgot we did this shit for real, bro.
I almost forgot how the stew felt, bro.
Back in the stew?
The stew felt a little dusty, but now it's cleaning up.
It's up, bro. We up.
It's up. We up. We not down. We never down. We up.
Yeah, you're right.
What have we missed the last 2 weeks, though? It's been a dull ass last 2 weeks.
My boy YG doing that peace walk with all the Pyrus.
Doing a what?
A peace walk.
What do you mean? I thought Kendrick already did that.
Nah. Kendrick a full gazy Pyru.
Hell yeah, he is. Fake ass nigga.
Kendrick?
Yeah.
All right.
What you gotta say? Say it. No, you got something to say, so say it. Say it with your chest.
I don't know, bro. I respect Kendrick.
You respect Kendrick?
Yeah. I think he a real one.
A real Pyru?
Just a real nigga, bro.
Okay, who's a bigger Pyru? Kendrick or YG?
The Game.
No. Yeah. The Game is a blood.
What? Pyru is.
But Pyru is a blood.
That's a type of blood, though.
That's true. As well.
Yeah, you're right. You're right on that.
Shit. Wait, you think the Game's the realest? You think the Game's the realest one? Nah.
Oh, because he has a star tattoo on his face?
My Uncle Snoop. He's a Crip. He's the realest Crip out there.
Crip? And see, my nigga Snoom, bro. He look like he a Crip. He look like he been Cripping.
Who's the bigger Crip? Fucking Snoop or Schoolboy?
Snoop.
Low-key Snoop.
Snoop. Snoop's marked a nigga.
He's what?
He's marked a nigga.
How do you know that?
Oh, he what definitely has.
What you mean? Well, that's why he had that trial back in the day.
Was he guilty?
Was fucking what's his face?
OJ guilty.
OJ, yeah, hell was OJ nah, guilty? Was yeah.
Hell no, Zach. Shit. Was Chris Benoit guilty? Hell nah.
Alright, I guess y'all got me. Whatever.
You know, but I listened to their podcast, well, to YG's podcast with Schoolboy Q.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't know these homies were neighbors.
They were their neighbors?
I don't know if they were. I don't know if they are anymore, but yeah, they were neighbors. Oh. And that's why Q was on YG's album.
That's the only reason why, huh? Because they're neighbors?
That's why they're homies. They're homies. They're homies.
That's not a valid enough reason.
No, it's not, bro. I'm going to go fucking talk to my neighbors, see if they want to join the podcast.
Hey, dog.
But like, why you got them on? Oh, because they're my fucking neighbors.
Actually a valid point, though.
You're going to go talk to the neighbors to drop a collab project or what?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what's up, G? You want a verse?
Military folk, too, bro. Well, at least the ones across the street.
The few, the proud,
the Marines.
A military?
Oh, wait, no, you said the military, though? Isn't that the Army?
I don't know what branch he's in.
I don't know what happened to...
That's dark. Isn't the military just any branch?
You're gonna have to talk to your boy.
Low key, I don't know, but I think the military, when people say they're in the military, low key means the army.
I thought when you say military, you're like in the brand, like any brand, like you could be Air Force.
No, Marines, because I think if you're like in the Marines or the Air Force, I think you actually say that shit.
Like I'm a Marine.
Yeah. Well, because I don't think that fool short ass ever said he was in the military. He always said he was in the Marines.
Yeah. But is it military just...
You don't like a fucking military a general term? Probably. Yeah. But I think when fool said the military, I think they mean the army low-key.
Let's look it up.
Because remember, the army, Marines, and Air Force got beef.
Wait, the what?
The army, the Marines, and the Air Force got beef with each other.
I didn't know this.
What do you mean?
Okay, so.
What does it say? What does Google say?
Google says the U.S. military has 5 branches. The Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Coast Guard.
I heard the Coast Guard out of all of them is the pussiest.
No, I heard the Air Force is the pussiest ones.
Right, because they drive the airplanes?
I don't know.
I heard that too, but I also heard it's like the hardest one to get into.
Yeah,
because
you got to be like actually kind of smart. No offense to like other, you know, branches, but.
No, because basically I think anyone can make the military.
You mean, wait, what do you mean?
Like, in general? Put it this way. I think the military is like being a standard, like, cop. It's being like a cop, and then, like, the Marines and the other branches.
Oh, hold on. You mean the Army?
Oh, yeah, the Army.
Okay, my bad. I was like,
you're confusing me now. Yeah, the Army.
The Army's easy to get into?
It's like being like a cop.
Okay.
I'm not saying like it, you know, obviously you still got to do like a little bit of shit, but I'm pretty sure that's like the easiest thing to get into.
I have heard that too. I've heard it's just like track. Everyone makes it.
Yeah.
Everyone makes it unless you fucking drop out yourself or what?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Okay.
But okay. No, I heard that Marines don't like Air Force homies.
Why is that?
I don't know. Different to branches or some shit? I don't fucking know.
All I know is every single branch thinks the other branches are pussies.
Yeah.
I mean, that makes sense, bro. It's kind of like, I feel like that's like built into like people that are competitive. It's like me like liking basketball, right? And somebody saying like, oh, basketball's for pussies. You know, football is a real sport. That's a real man sport.
Sounds like golf.
But you hear that shit.
Low key.
Right?
No, yeah, you do though. You do. It's right.
Or it's like soccer. It's like, oh, soccer's for pussies. And then I'd be like, oh, yeah, if it was for pussies, why is it the most popular sport in the world?
Look, it's either that or they're just peanut butter and jelly.
That's what they don't drive the planes.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I think that's what it is. They're jealous of each other.
Because I ain't gonna lie, I'd be jelly too if I couldn't fly a plane.
Nah, low key, if I were to ever go to like the military, I would definitely go to the Air Force.
You think?
I think that's the most chingon coolest one.
It is.
Why wouldn't you not want to drive a fucking fighter jet?
But you gotta remember though. Like us three, how we have glasses, automatic disqualified.
Okay, let's say in a perfect world I had 20/20 vision.
20/20 vision?
Well, you can't even wear contacts?
Nope.
Why?
You have to have perfect 20/20 vision.
Why?
That's just standard issue.
You can't see the target with 15/20.
But what if you have contacts that make you see 20/20?
I don't know. That's just standard issue, okay?
The fucking goggles and the helmet won't fit
over the
contacts? Over the contacts? Really? Well, yeah, because I've even heard that even if you do get like LASIK and shit, sometimes they won't even approve you either.
Why?
I don't know, because your vision can be fucked up. I don't know.
That's tough.
Well, because look, if you put on contacts, you're fucking, let's say you're mid-fight, right? Locked on target. And you're like, oh shit, my fucking dryer is, my eye's drying now. Oh fuck, hold on. I gotta put eye drops in real quick. Come on now.
What is this for? For the Air Force? I'm gonna look it up. Yeah, now, for the Air Force.
He said, come on now.
That's fucking stupid.
My eyes are dry. let me put in some eye drops real quick. Hold your fire.
Let's make this even. Hold on. Damn. Time out.
But wouldn't that apply to every fucking branch then? Because what if your fucking eyes dry out while you're in a fucking war on land or in the sea?
But you're not wasting $1 million vehicle.
That is true though.
What if you're in a fucking tank? Those are expensive too, no?
Well, yeah, but
a tank is like 5 men.
That's facts, I guess.
That is a good point.
Yeah. The government don't want to lose hella money like that.
Because apparently fighter jets are hella fucking expensive.
Hella expensive.
Either way, nigga, we're too fucking old already.
All for real?
Yeah, for the Air Force Academy. This is what it says. This is from fucking AI. So if I'm wrong, any Air Force folks want to correct me on this, I'll be happy to listen. But you got to be between 17 to 23 years old by July 1st of the year you enter. You got to be a U.S. citizen. You can't be married.
You can't?
You can't. You can't be married.
Well, so you know you can into your borders.
You got to have good moral character. Eric, you're fucking disqualified.
Hey, so is my boy.
See, this is the part I knew about right here. You have to have a strong academic record, including a high GPA, class rank, and college admission test scores.
Oh, yeah, that's all of us. Done.
What you mean? I was in Project Lead the Way.
Done. Gonzo.
And then you got to pass the fitness test.
Oh, yeah. Yo.
Oh, done. Done. Gonzo.
Yeah, we done.
And then meet specific medical standards for a commission in the Air Force.
So it says nothing about vision?
Maybe in that fucking...
Damn, you got to be that fucking young?
Yeah, 17 to 23, bro.
And if you've taken, like, shrooms and shit, you can't do it either, because they do a spine test on you.
A what?
A spine test.
Spine test? What is that?
They test your spine to see if your spine would be able to, like, handle all the G-forces.
Wait, you said you can't be what?
Let's say one of us did shrooms in our life, or acid, one of two, okay? You can't join, well, I guess you could join the Air Force, but you can't be a fighter jet?
A pilot?
Yeah, you can't be a pilot.
Wait, why?
Because all those G-forces will fuck up your back.
What do you mean G? What is G-force? Dude, the only G-force I know is those fucking guinea pigs, bro.
So G-force, okay. So, like, let's say you get hop into, like, a really fast car, right? You hop in, you're like you're ready? You're like, yeah. And they accelerate, and you're, like, in the back seat. Like, you know how you get that little, kind of feels like a weight on you? Like, when you're trying to go forward, you like feel like you have a weight on you.
Yeah,
that's G forces.
I know what G forces. My question is why would shrooms or acid affect that?
Yeah, why?
Because it goes to your back.
What?
That shit, like, it just goes back. So
wait, shrooms goes into your back?
Yeah. Let me find out the
this is making no fucking sense. Wait, to me.
What?
We need fucking Vsauce on here to explain this shit, bro.
Who?
Vsauce? You don't know Vsauce, nigga?
Who's that?
Well, you don't know I think it's Michael Stevens, Vsauce. He made like all those educational videos way back when.
Dude, I know fucking Mr. Rogers, bro.
Am I a fucking nerd? Maybe, I don't know. I thought he was like super fucking popular.
I know Blue's Clues.
Nigga, I'll show you. But Eric, you're right, bro. So here's the physical, okay? You gotta pass. Let's see. You got to pass a fucking a test that covers arithmetic, reasoning, mathematics, word knowledge, and paragraph comprehension. You may have an eye reflection level of no worse than plus or negative 8.0. But some careers like pilots have stricter vision requirements. You may also be disqualified for vision, dental, hearing, allergic skin, or psychiatric issues.
God damn.
And then for the academics, you got to have a 3.0 GPA, on a 4-point scale for all college level studies and your academic major. Yeah.
Wait, you gotta go to college?
Apparently, bro. I don't know. I don't know how. Yeah, it says if you want to join as an officer, you must also complete college or a postgraduate degree and pass the Air Force officer qualifying test.
Damn.
So I think you got to be at least in college. Yeah, you must be at least 17, but less than 23 years old. And then you can't have any serious law violations or drug use. Damn.
That's low-key a lot of shit.
Yeah, bro. I wonder what the Army ones is, because I heard from somebody that Air Force is like pretty hard to get into.
For real?
Yeah.
Damn. I thought that, low-key, I thought that Marines were the hardest one to get into.
I think they're just the most physically hard.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, like, I think it's the hardest training camp type shit.
Okay.
But I think the qualifications of the Air Force are the hardest ones to pass for, okay, if that makes sense.
What happened?
What happened, bro? You didn't find about that strength?
You didn't find about the spine in the back.
This nigga watched that on a Mr. Beast video.
I didn't.
Low key.
It was on a Vice video, huh?
Bro, I've never heard that in my life. What kind of drug goes to the back?
Oh, he lying.
Besides fucking roids.
Eric, were you lying, bro?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm boys.
Oh, see, Army's fucking way easier, nigga. You want me to read this shit?
Look, read it.
All right. So you got to be either a U.S. citizen or you got to have a green card. And if you're a non-citizen, you can also enlist.
Work visa?
Yep. Your opportunities may be limited is what it says, but you can still do it. And you got to be between 17 and 35. So we still qualify. Officers, they got to be under 31. National Guard, you got to be between 17 and 35. You got to have a high school diploma or a GED. So far, we're all still eligible. You got to pass a medical exam and a physical test. The Army Combat Fitness Test. Let's see. You got to have a final secret or top secret security clearance. And then, yeah, that's pretty much fucking it, bro. So you got to have a GED, a high school diploma, be under 35, and be fit.
See, I told you. That's why I was thinking the Army is like, you know, like, you know, no shade to the Army, but the Army is, you know, like the cop.
Also, I get it's like the easiest one to get into, but I feel like they're the ones in the deepest shit.
Fuck yeah.
Like, they do all the dirty work.
That's what I'm saying. They're the homies getting murked.
Yeah. Fuck that, bro.
No, fuck that.
Would you guys ever join?
Fuck no.
If I'm being real, hell no, bro.
You trying to come back home to your family?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, bro. I watch Boys in the Hood. And fucking what Lawrence Fishburne said, the Army, a colored man has no place in the Army.
Sorry, my mic fell.
We basically meet that. Basically.
He said we basically meet that.
Pretty much. Fuck no, you join the Army? You would really actually join the Army?
Look, if I'm going to be real with you, dog, I'm going to be real. The only reason why I would ever join the Army is if they told me, yeah, you're for sure going to murk someone. And I said, I'll be like, all right. That's the only reason why.
Hold on. That's fucking crazy, Eric. You're telling me the only way you would join the Army is if you get to kill somebody?
Yeah.
Legally?
Yeah.
But look, but the thing is, bro, okay, not to sound like a fucking serial killer or anything, But you're gonna murk someone that you don't know. Yeah. That you know has no like, has no value to you. Yeah. Wouldn't you want to murk someone that you know you, like,
no,
fucking
no, hate? No, no, because at the end of the day, I don't know them, so I don't give two shits about them. Never gave a shit about them. So fuck them.
But you shouldn't give a shit about the person you hate, though.
Honestly, I gotta go with Alfie on this one, bro. Because you gotta think about it. Like Alfie's saying, if you were to kill somebody that you hated, and you kill somebody, at least you fucking hated them.
Yeah, at least you didn't fuck with them.
Who like, said I don't fuck with these nommies, bro?
But they're just like they're people just like you and me, though, bro. Except on the other side.
ISIS ain't going for the good part.
If you think about it, they're doing the same exact thing you are, but they're fighting for their country.
ISIS isn't fighting for their country.
But you're not gonna fuck with ISIS if you're in the army, fool. They don't send army men to ISIS.
Or whoever fights ISIS, I don't know. But
look, I think the Marines do.
I think it might be the Marines, bro.
Oh. But
anything but the army, honestly.
The army did not murk Bin Laden. Definitely they did it.
Whoever tells me I can murk someone, I'm down. I'm game.
You're fucking crazy.
I don't know, like, I kind of respect it, but I don't. Because TBH, look, bro, call me a madman weird, but if I had the chance to murk someone, it better be someone I hate. Low key.
I don't know, bro. I don't think I could do it.
Murk someone?
Someone that I know, like, is not a fucking bad person necessarily. Yeah, I would feel hella bad, bro.
Low key. I don't even know if I could murk someone in general, to be honest. I know I could beat the shit out of them. Definitely. And not feel bad, but...
Because then I start to think, though, bro. Because then you kill somebody, right? And it's on the... You know, they're the ops or whatever. But then you're like, damn. Like, they're just fighting for their country. And they're going to get a call. Their family's going to get a call that they're person just died. You just fucked up a whole family right there.
And now, but and now baby I, girls but when alone. I but hey you dog
facts
look because I'm not thinking about if I kill this person they're just gonna fuck up the whole family. I don't give a fuck. That's all I know.
I mean, I know you don't give a fuck, which is why you think like that, but I got a little bit of a heart, bro. That's why I couldn't do it.
I got a little bit of a heart, but shit, dude, low-key, bro, if it's someone that I don't fuck with, I think potentially I could.
But you don't know if you fuck with them or not, because you don't know.
That's why. Like, if it was someone, you know, just like someone like that, okay. My fuck up that Premier Protein.
Sorry, bro. I gotta hit my daily macros.
My boy said, "Go, go, 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 go." But nah. I don't know. I would feel bad.
You would feel bad.
I would feel bad if I didn't, you know, like know him. But if I knew him and I didn't fuck with him, fuck no, fuck that nigga. All
right, I fuck with it.
See, if anything, if I knew him, I would feel. More bad, I guess. Worse.
Why?
If I know him, I don't know.
Wait, if you know him and you hate him,
yeah, I feel worse because at the end of the day, I knew him, and for some odd reason, right, I knew who they were.
Yeah,
because then I'm gonna feel bad. But the person I didn't know, I don't know him. I don't know shit about what. I don't know what the fuck they're going through. I don't know what.
Hold on. Let me backtrack here, Eric. The person you know, right?
Right.
You hate them?
Uh-huh.
See, you'd rather kill somebody that you don't know. You don't know if you hate them or like them. You'd rather kill them than a person you hate?
Yeah.
That's fucking crazy. Why?
Well, because, like, look, like I was saying.
Yeah, I get you know them, but you don't fucking like them.
Yeah.
So how is that worse than killing somebody you don't know?
Because I'm going to see on Facebook... rest in peace.
You're fucking worried about seeing this shit on Facebook, Eric.
But look, if you don't fuck with the homie, you wouldn't have him on Facebook.
No, I want to have him on Facebook, but I'm gonna see him. I'm gonna see all the posts.
But look, if you really
all it takes is like 10, maybe one person that knows them that I know, they're gonna share him. I'm like, oh,
but look. At the end of the day, you hated this nigga. Like, you hated him. So why do you care?
I don't know. I'd rather murk someone that I don't know than someone I hate.
Tripping.
That's fucking crazy, bro.
Tripping.
Eric, you need some fucking help.
I don't know. Especially if I'm across the ocean. Oh, yeah, for sure.
You said if I'm across the ocean. Hold on, but realistically though, bro, like, you don't think you would get like PTSD or be like shell shocked or anything like that if you had to go to war?
Okay, I didn't know we was Ninja Turtles getting shell shocked.
you fucking stupid.
Whoa,
going Raphael on the ass, bro. No, but you don't think you would?
Fuck yeah, you.
I would. Fuck yeah, I would.
Dude, there is no way you can go and fucking murk niggas like that and then come back here and just live normal life like that. There is no fucking way you could do that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, is that really a sacrifice you're willing to
make? Like, it's literally like one day you were fucking out and not murking niggas. The next day you're fucking at the McDonald's drive-thru ordering. Nah, it does not work like that.
It'll give me PTSD for a little bit, then I'll be like, whatever. I'll get over.
I don't know, bro. I think you gotta be like on the spectrum of a psychopath to not let it affect you.
I don't know.
Look, it confirms one thing. Huh. If we ever see this nigga, you know, like 20 years down the line, and he becomes a mass serial killer.
You heard it here.
I guess we saw the signs. We saw the signs and didn't do anything.
This is fucking, what is it called? This is foreshadowing or what?
Look, all I'm saying, bro, is if you become a serial killer, don't be going and killing the baddies, bro. You know, like, nah, come on, dog. Don't go kill the baddies.
I'll save the baddies for you, my boy.
Good. You can go, you know, do whatever you need to do.
I'll get your ops, dog. Don't worry.
I fuck with it.
Yeah, I don't know. If I could, if it was legal, I'd murk someone. I've always wanted to know how it is.
What the hell? Yo, we got this shit documented, bro. Like, oh God, if they ever fucking...
The Purge?
If you ever get, like, convicted of something like murder and shit, you're gonna fucking see the digital footprint. You're gonna be like, this episode right here. I'm gonna use this shit in court. Eric, on August 29th, you said you would murk somebody.
You wanted to know the feeling. Hey, bro, but I got your back, my boy. If they pull me in for questioning, yeah, how was Eric? Oh, he was an upstanding guy.
Well, look, that's where you fucked up. That's where you fucked up, though.
What?
Because now you're lying. They have you on tape too.
They got you on tape, bro.
And now you lied in a court, which means that's a felon right there. So you're already doing time. You're doing at least 5 years.
All right, my boy, I'm selling you out.
What is it called? When you fucking lie?
Lying to come attempt to court or some shit like that.
Oh, that's it.
Kind of hard.
Yeah.
Thought I had like a cooler fucking term. Nah.
Liar, liar, pants on fire.
You're gonna go in there and be like, I'm not lying. My pants are on fire.
Stupid. Shit. Your Honor, he's not lying, or his pants would be on fire.
But yeah.
Look, if you ever murk someone, just don't murk a body.
I got you,
my You boy. Know, murk like, I don't know, murk your boss from the construction job or some shit.
Oh, God, bro. He did you dirty.
Low key, if I was you and the purge happened, I probably would go. I probably wouldn't kill the niggas, but I definitely go beat their asses. Definitely.
Question for y'all, okay? What's up? Purge is a thing, right? Like, let's say fucking... let's say next year, Trump gets elected or whatever. And he's like, all right, make America great again type shit. We're going to have an annual purge. For 24 hours, bro. Are you hiding or are you going out?
I'm going out.
You're hunting?
I'm hunting.
So you're going to be the predator, not the prey?
Yeah.
Okay, I'd go out too.
You go out?
But TBH though?
Do you know how many PlayStations, TVs
I can personally, get? Yeah, that's exactly what I would do. I would loot.
You would loot?
I would go rob something. Like go rob a bank or some shit. I don't know.
Do you know how many iPhones, PlayStations, TVs I can get? How many shoes?
But look,
is that really worth more than your life though?
There's only one way to find out though, right?
I guess, bro.
Hey, don't worry. I got you with the 70-inch TV.
I don't know. Low key, bro. Don't get me wrong. I understand there's like, you know, there would be homies that would be like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to just kill like someone I don't know.
Yeah.
But, you know, I feel like there's someone like on everyone's mind.
That you would go kill?
That they would like at least go fuck up. Low key.
No, that's true.
To be honest. That's why I feel like, if anything, you might be more prone to getting into shit if you hide.
You really think so?
Maybe. I don't know. Like, it could, you know, very well that you run into someone and, you know, they start trying to fuck you up or whatever. That could very well be a thing. But at the end of the day, I think if it was like a purge and they said, like, yeah, you can murder, you know, you can murk whoever. I think there's, you know, one person in everyone's mind that they're all like, oh, yeah, this is my chance.
Oh, fuck.
You know, like low-key. That's why I don't think I would murk someone. I'd definitely beat the shit out of someone, though. Definitely.
All I know is those casinos in Vegas about to go crazy.
But fuck yeah, I'd try to loot. Hell yeah.
You wouldn't? You'd stay inside?
Nah, I'd stay.
You'd be pussy?
I'd stay in, bro. Hell yeah.
Oh. See, now, would I loot a TV?
Dude, I'm looting anything and everything I can.
I'm not going to lie to you. 100-inch wood slap. No homo.
Why would you loot a fucking TV when you could loot hella cash and that cash to buy TV?
That's why I definitely would loot, you know, like places that got hella money, like banks and shit. But
you would think you'd want to loot smaller things that are worth a lot rather than big things.
You're telling me you're going to spend $1,500 on a TV?
Eric, are you fucking retarded or stupid? Which one?
Hey, bro, look. You're going to look. Either you're going to take $100 from a cash register or you're going to take a $1,500 TV. I'm going to take the $115 TV.
Okay, Eric, repeat that fucking, repeat that question again.
You're going to rob a store, right? There's $100 in a fucking cash register, or you're gonna fucking rob a $1,500 TV.
Okay, Eric, think about this. Okay, you're gonna go rob a fucking TV. How big is it? 70 inches. Okay. You're gonna get away with that, okay? You're gonna go fucking take your big ass, bulky ass fucking television. Or you could easily walk, get a fucking duffel bag, fill that shit with money, go to a fucking jewelry store, take all the diamonds. You're gonna have way more value in one little duffel bag than you have in one big ass 70-inch TV.
Good luck getting into the safe for those diamonds.
Eric, if I recall properly, bro, a purge, anything is
legal, yeah, you're right. You're right.
You get a fucking pickaxe, break everything, and just fucking put it all in the fucking duffel bag, bro.
Okay.
All I'm saying, nigga, is smaller things that are worth more money is gonna be a lot better than a big thing that's worth kind of a lot of money.
Okay, hey. So when you get those diamonds, what are you gonna do? You're gonna go back to that fucking diamond shop and be like, hey, look, man, I'll sell you back your diamonds?
Or you could fucking sell them on the market, nigga. I don't fucking know. It's legal.
For one day. but you're selling stolen goods.
Are they really stolen though? If it was legal that day?
For that day. But the next day, it's not legal no more.
Okay, then go fucking rob a bunch of cash and put it in a duffel bag.
He wants to get hit with that little fucking, with that pink paint. Because you know how they have dummy bags?
They have what?
Dummy bags. Like, so there's, so like, let's say when you're doing a cash drop to the bank, right?
Right.
And it's a duffel bag. Mm-hmm. What, some of it's going to be fucking fake money. So when you open it, it's going to fucking like splatter all paint all over the cash.
My boy has watched cash. Too many heist
movies. Yeah. No, but that's real though. That's real though. But yeah.
He definitely saw that shit in the Mr. Beast video.
Oh, God, he did, bro.
The paint has to be pink?
I don't know why. I don't know what color it is, but that's just the color I've always seen is pink.
I don't know, nigga. Like, your television one just doesn't fucking make sense to me.
I don't know, nigga. It's just an example.
Look. Let's say you looted hella money and hella, like, you know, diamonds and shit, and you go back for the television. I respect it. I respect it. Low key, I respect
look,
it.
Look. The night's still young. We got all night.
Yeah, but what are you going to do first, though? You're going to go for the TV first?
Yeah.
No, that's fucking crazy.
That's what I say. Yeah, I wouldn't go for the TV first. But I mean, love, bro.
Because look. All right. How many motherfuckers are going to go for diamonds, money, and everything versus the TVs? A lot.
Hey, low key, he has a point.
A lot.
He has a point there.
So you... stealing one TV when there's like let's say you versus five people for one TV versus you and 100 people for 20 grand.
That's facts. All I'm saying is if I'm already gonna do the shit, I might as well go fucking big or go home. Like if I'm not gonna go big, I'm fucking hiding. I'm not gonna risk my life for a 70-inch TV. Now am I gonna risk my life for fucking hundreds of thousands of dollars? Hell yeah. That's all I'm saying, bro.
You guys have both valid points. I'm not going to lie to you. Low key, how are you not going to go big or go home? But you have a very good point. Who the fuck is going to go steal a TV? Shit, that's an easy scoop.
Exactly.
Low Dude. Key, I ain't even going to hold you with that shit. That should be an easy ass scoop.
Facts.
It's like saying you're going to go rob Winco for the Hot Cheetos, bro. That's an easy scoop.
Knowing you, yeah, you will.
Hey, bro, look. After, at the very end, you know, let's say I got the dough and all that shit. At
5:50 a.m.
That's why I got, like, the dough and all the, like, important shit. Bro, I'll get all the bullshit, bro. I'll rob a fucking pallet of soda. Hot Cheetos, bro. Like, I'll do all the gadgets. Hey, bro, look. Shit, if I could get that 100-inch TV, bro, I'm scooping it. I'm there.
Fuck that. I'm going to go rob catalytic converters. Who's going to be doing that shit?
You know, I think there might be some people doing
you
that.
You think so?
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
So. Yeah.
I mean, if like, niggas already like, doing that right now, oh, yeah.
Like, fucking cars and all that shit, I think people would go for that, too. Like, let's say we had, like, a Lambo dealership.
There is a Lambo dealership.
Oh, there is? Yeah. Okay.
But
see, like, let's say the Ferrari dealership's right there. I'm pretty sure hella homies would gang the
Ferraris. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That would be maybe a first thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna break into Hill Air Force Base.
Now, so why would you do that?
To get the buzz balls or what?
Nah, fool, to take a fucking jet.
Nah, Eric, your ass can't fly. God damn it, you can't fly a jet.
Let's be real. Today, Judy.
Hey, fuck you, Eric.
I don't know, dog. There's only one way to find out.
Yeah, that shit looks complicated as fuck. If it's anything like a plane looks complicated as fuck.
Oh, God, bro. They got all those fucking gauges and knobs and shit.
I'm going to just start fucking flipping switches, turning knobs.
My neck is going to ascend just to descend nose first, bro. He's going to nosedive.
You gotta fucking activate the emergency landing.
My niggas, gonna die in the Purge, and they're like, oh my god, did someone kill him? Like, oh no, he killed himself.
Honestly, would be kind of a badass way to go out.
Trying to do some fucking hop in that shit, hit the ejectocito on accident.
Ejectocito, stupid.
There goes a couple mil fucking fighter jet right there. What you mean, die? I could learn on the phone real quick.
You do that shit or what?
There's always YouTube.
That's facts, bro. Honestly, so real.
How to fucking steal fighter jet in 5 minutes.
Hey, not clickbait.
Actually work. Tested 2024.
Tested 2024. You won't find this anywhere else.
Hey, dog, if you can't YouTube it, you Google it.
Don't steal the jet before watching this.
Look, bro, I know there's someone that was in the Air Force that got done dirty or some shit, and I know they're ready to reveal all the secrets. Yeah. I know there is.
5 things beginners try to do before stealing a jet.
If I broke into it, I'm getting shot right then and there. I know that.
You think?
Onto the base? Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, it is the Purge, so yeah, that makes sense.
I'm gonna get fucking 5 cars on me real quick. I'm gonna be like, oh shit.
Talking about fucking like breaking into places, right? I'm gonna take a left turn here. Is that cool?
Go ahead, Don John.
Put your blinker on.
Oh, I bet. Turn to the left here. Talking about breaking in. I've been watching fucking Prison Break. How hard do you think it would be to break out?
Out of prison,
yeah.
That shit looks like a bitch, bro. It'd
be hard as
fuck. It'd be a bitch.
You see in Prison Break, you see all the steps they gotta do.
Oh yeah, bro.
That shit is probably hard as fuck, dude.
That's a maximum security though. What about a minimum security?
Shit, I still think that'd be hard as fuck, dude.
How you think Chapo did it? Twice.
But he got money though.
But that's because this fool probably had
the connections.
This fool, bruh, the whole prison was on his payroll.
Facts.
Guarantee that shit, bruh. Nah, that shit must be stupid hard, bruh. Especially if you can't escape the old fashioned way of hopping the fence.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen, bro.
I'm gonna get murked quick.
Nah. Loki, when I was in jail, I was really thinking about, I'm like, how the fuck would I escape from here? If I was to be in here for a family, like, how would I escape? I didn't see no solutions.
No?
I don't think there'd be any way.
Unless you got it all fucking mapped out.
Yeah, unless you know some, like, secret path, or you make a secret path, and...
But I'm not a Chapo, though, so I can't do that.
That's why, fuck.
You gotta have it mapped out, planned out, and connections.
Yeah.
My nigga need to get the jail tattooed in the back of... In his back.
On his back? It's a good show, bro.
That's a good show up until they fucking escape out of prison, bro.
The first time?
Huh?
Because they go back to prison.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they broke out of prison, and then they fucking end up in a... What is it? A Panama prison?
Low-key, bro.
You didn't get that far?
I don't think so, because, nah, bro. When they broke out of prison, and then they started doing, like, that shit outside of prison, I thought that shit was mad fucking boring.
Why?
It was whack.
What are you talking about,
dude,
bro?
Dude, how is the show Prison Break without a prison?
Because they broke out of prison. Now it's like, now it's the life of an escapee, bro.
Prison Break after the Prison Break? Nah. But don't get me wrong. The first, what is it, like first 2 seasons or whatever?
Yeah.
That they're in the prison the first time, bro? That's gold.
Fire, huh?
Low-key, that show is fire. But
And oh, when they got out of prison, though, they shouted Utah so many times. I was like, holy shit, that's my state right there.
For real?
Yeah, you didn't get that far? When they were out of prison, they're like, oh, yeah, we got to go to Tooele. Fucking pass Brigham. And I was like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Did they film on the freeway or what?
I don't fucking know. I don't know if it was actually Utah, but that's what it said on the show.
Fuck, but low key, if you got out of prison, let's say you had an escape, uh-huh. Right. A successful escape. What? You would fucking live your life like that?
Nah, that sounds terrible, bro. I mean,
like, you gotta live that shit on the run. It's like, that's what I was thinking, too. It's like about fucking drug dealers. Like, big-ass drug dealers, like, I know this is a while ago, but they get when they caught that one fool, Rafa.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
And he was old as fuck.
Yup.
He's old as fuck. Imagine he's been having to, you know.
Run.
Basically run and live life low key all those fucking years.
But that's my nigga.
Like, I don't know.
Don Rafa.
Honestly, your best bet is fucking, like, moving out of the fucking country or continent.
You'd have to move to a country that doesn't do extradition.
Extradition.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
So I think, what countries?
Panama.
Panama doesn't?
I mean, that's what it said in Prison Break. I don't know how true that is. But that's what it said.
Well, what is extradition?
So like Chapo got extradited over here. So because you got caught in a different country, means you get shipped out to a different country too, like how Chapo did. So how he got caught in Mexico, but he got shipped over here.
Yeah,
that's extradition, because you're getting charged on U.S. soil. So like you ever seen The Wolf of Wall Street?
Yeah.
Okay, because like you know how he got that Swedish bank account.
Yeah.
If he would have moved to Sweden, he could have gotten extradited over here to U.S. soil. Yeah.
Damn. No, fuck that. Dude, I would, low-key, I'm not saying I would, but shit. You guys ever watch The Mule?
The Mule? No, what is that?
It's a movie with Clint Eastwood. And basically,
classics.
He just said, no. It's a not newer movie, but it's a newer movie.
Oh, okay.
It's old Clint Eastwood.
Old Clint Eastwood. Basically, not one of the classics?
No.
Oh, okay.
Basically, this fool, he signs up for a delivery service.
Right.
And the delivery services ended up, he's delivering drugs. He's a mule.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah.
He's delivering drugs, right? And he doesn't know about it. But he delivers them, and he gets like fucking 20 racks for the delivery. I'm like, fuck, dude. I wish I could do that like twice and then call it good.
Oh God, but it's never that fucking.
Sadly, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. Once you do it, you gotta do it for the rest of your life, or you gotta fucking somehow get away from that shit.
That's what sucks. Cause shit, dude. If I could just do a two-hitter quitter, bro.
But see, that's one thing I've never understood. Like, have you guys ever heard, like, how people get caught here in Utah?
Like, dude, low-key, I don't know. I don't know if that's what it is. Bro, every time when I get off of work, bro, I always see homies, like, getting pulled over like that.
On the freeway?
It's like on the freeway, on the street, and there's always like fucking gang load of cops. There's like four cars for that one car.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming, you know, that's wouldn't that be a drug bust or something?
Yeah, it was most of the time. Yeah.
I don't think that
or someone's getting arrested.
Yeah, because no, I always see that. And you know what? I'm thinking like, fuck, dude, low key, how do you even get caught like that? Like, I understand how you get caught, but, like...
It could be anything, though. I think it's with any kind of arrest. They have to have backups.
Yeah. Backups, regardless.
That's what happened when I got arrested.
That fucking many backups?
Yeah, it was two.
It was two. A minimum of two.
Oh, shit.
But see, but that's what I'm saying is like when people are like going from California to like, I don't know, let's say Idaho, and they always get pulled over, and it's always for the stupidest fucking shit. Speeding, window tint, and that's why they always get caught up. I'm like, you guys are fucking stupid. Like, when you know you have fucking pounds in your car and you're over here speeding, I'm like, nah, that's where you're fucking up.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you, you know,
go speed limit and make sure your shit's legal?
Yeah. I would think you would go speed limit, have the most unlikely fucking looking car.
That's what I'm saying, but it's just like some people are fucking dumb, bro.
That's why I don't get me wrong, I understand speeding because, you know, especially if it's nighttime, you're the only literal car on the road.
But see, that's the worst.
But see, no, I know that's exactly what cops prey on. Trust me, dude. Fucking, especially when I get off late from work, bro. Dude, there's just so many cops like chilling, hiding.
Trying to hit their quota, bro.
Yeah, they're itching. They're itching to write that ticket with that pen, bro. They already got that pen on the tip of the paper, bro.
The hang tight.
All right, hang tight.
No, fuck that.
That's why, like, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to say I wouldn't get caught, but I feel like I wouldn't get caught.
It just depends.
It really does, though, bro, because sometimes it's like, it's more complicated than that. Like, if it's like a big ass, like, drug bust, right? I feel they already have information on you and shit. They're just trying to catch you fucking slipping.
They want to collect as much information they can on you
before they bust you.
Yeah. So that way,
drop all that shit.
Yo. So that's why when people say, oh, like, you know, he's selling drugs, why the fuck aren't they doing shit? It's because they want to collect as much shit as they can. So that way when you do get a court.
Biggest charge ever.
Yep.
Well, they call it a fucking, what do they call it when the case is like a home run? like it's like fucking done. Like, you're done, bro.
Knocked out of the park or what?
You're fucking cooked. You're fucking cooked.
But yeah, you're cooked regardless.
Damn.
So like even like let's say you're fucking, you gotta do one load from like California to New York thinking you're all good.
God, you do it.
Hey, it happens, dog, it happens.
That's all.
Right? But let's say you're gonna get like fucking 50 bands.
Yeah.
Cops already know what the fuck you're doing. Just because you did it once doesn't mean you're not gonna get caught. They already got the info. They got the information.
You think? For real?
Yeah. They're gonna stack that shit up.
Damn.
Yo.
Facts.
I mean, I guess they would have cameras everywhere, huh?
Everywhere.
Well, cause I would think like, man, how do they even like, how would they even know you had that shit in there? Not like it smell. Does it smell?
What?
Does it, like, drug smell?
Sometimes it just depends on the drug.
Does coke smell?
Nah, like
I don't know. Sniff it and find out.
Hell no. Hell no.
True. It does have a smell, but it's not like a. Like, woo! Yo, he has coke. No, it's not like that. It's not like weed. It's not like weed.
Oh, it's not like that one, dude.
Yeah.
Nigga said, woo! Let out the Ric Flair.
Bro, that's how that one homie was, bro. Oh, I know what you guys were doing tonight. Like, motherfucker, I wasn't even
paramedic,
doing it.
The paramedic, yo, man, fuck that motherfucker.
I wasn't even doing shit, bro. I was the driver, bro. Shit. Oh,
fucking weak. I was
fucked up.
But, like, it has a stench, but it's like it's not as powerful as fucking.
What about meth, bro?
I know it has a smell to it when you smoke it. I don't know, but, like, if it's just pure.
Oh, okay.
When you smoke it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You smoked meth before?
No.
Good.
Good boy.
Good boy. Good boy. I was trying to get you to incriminate yourself. I want to turn you into the authorities, bro.
No. Woo!
What a snake.
Okay, so there's this house, bro. Eric, I want to... There's this house on the next town over, Riverdale City. I heard it was a fucking trap house, and I want to know if you know anything about it.
Which one?
So it's going down the back streets. You pass all the roundabouts, and it's like...
You're taking that left? Like at that last roundabout? Well, not the one cleared down Sinclair, but the one before that?
By before
the
townhouses? That, yeah.
You take that left?
Yeah.
And it's in that neighborhood?
Yeah.
By the park?
Yep. By the park?
Well, because you know how you're driving down to like to get to the neighborhood? Is that park? The Riverdale Park?
No, it's not that neighborhood. So, you're going through the back streets, through the roundabout. Like, let's say you're going right.
So, okay. So
take the first, from here.
Okay.
From here. Take the first roundabout, second roundabout. You keep going straight.
Uh-huh.
And say you keep going straight on that road. It's a house on the right. Old-ass house.
That fuck one in the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the trap house?
Yeah.
Fresh.
How do you know that?
Well, where'd you hear this from?
I don't know. I heard it through the fucking grapevine, bro. Leave me alone. And every time I walk by it, I'm like, damn, that house could be so fucking nice.
If it was fixed up?
If it was fixed
yeah,
up.
Yeah.
But that exactly, shit looks like it's been...
Nah, it's been ran through. It's fucking horrible.
It's the fucking bando.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure or not.
And then you know that other fucking house down? Like, okay, you know where that church is at?
Yeah.
Okay, you know that fucking that old house in front of it?
Uh-huh.
That one's more of a party house.
They got a fucking trap house and a party house in the same neighborhood?
Yeah, hard. Same road. But that house is ghetto as fuck, too. Fucking trap houses, party houses.
It's not even a ghetto city either, bro.
Low-key, it's not.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
Oh. Trap house, huh?
Apparently, bro.
Why do you want to know about a trap house?
No, I just wanted to fucking know, bro, because it looks like it's been random.
What are you going to do with that information?
There's nothing I want to do with that.
You're going to turn it into the authorities?
No, it low-key makes me upset, bro. The reason I wanted to know...
Why, you want to buy the house?
No, I every time I drive by it, like that's literally what I think, bro. I'm like, damn, bro, so much fucking potential here. And they fucked it up.
Yeah, but I think it's just like a stupid old ass house.
I mean, it's old, but it looks good, bro.
Could look good.
What? It could look good. You know when you look at a fucking like a car that is all fucking beat up and shit, and you're like, damn, if the owner took care of this shit, this would be a sick ass car.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that house.
Could be a sick ass house.
Could be a sick ass house.
Not a trap house?
Not a trap house.
Is it still operational?
I don't know, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't been inside the house in a minute.
Oh, you've been inside?
Yeah. Small ass house.
I think I've seen a car there, but it looks like it's been there since NOM. Looks like those cars they put on like the Call of Duty maps that have been abandoned.
Oh, shit.
Fucking got weeds growing on it and shit.
Low-key, that garage that they have is pretty fire, though.
No, yeah, like, nigga, like, it's a, like, the structure of the whole thing is nice. It's just beat up.
Yeah. He's trying to think of the house it is.
Do I really want to know what house
it is? We'll drive. We could drive by it. Oh, he's going to pull out the fucking satellite. Okay. Wait,
hold on. So, you're driving down past that 7-Eleven, right?
Right.
Okay, you're going all the way straight to the first roundabout.
Uh-huh. You keep going straight.
Go straight, second roundabout. Straight. You keep going straight.
Yeah.
And then third roundabout.
It's when you take that right to go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Oh, so the first right?
Yeah.
So you take the right?
Yeah. So when you go past that third roundabout, right? You're going down the little hill.
Yeah.
You got the school to the left. Yeah. And then you got that fucking house on the right.
Oh, that's the house you're talking about?
Yeah.
I've never looked at that house.
Wait, that's the trap house?
The one on the corner? Yeah. The one that's literally in front of the house?
It's on the right?
Yeah, at least it used to be. I don't know if it is still.
Okay, it's on the right.
Yeah.
You know what? I want to go drive there just to show you which one I'm talking about. See if we're on the same page here.
Locate me too. Shit, we got time.
Yeah, we got time, cuz.
Ejectocito, cuz.
But yeah, anyways, that's all I had about that house.
About the random trap house?
Random ass trap house.
Not the trap house that my boy used to live next to?
Which one?
I'm not going to name names here, but I was told that my boy lived next to a trap house.
No way.
Yeah. But it explain it.
Makes sense.
That's not necessarily Malibu.
This house, fool.
Let me see.
He said, fool.
No, see, that's not even the house I'm talking about.
Which one are you talking about
then? I'm going to keep going down. Can I keep going down the street?
Yeah. Why don't you just go hit satellite view?
I'm not that. How do you move forward?
We should just go drive there. Because I want to see.
I'm going to keep going down.
Because that's the one I was talking about.
The world famous trap house.
Are you talking about the one that's in front of the church?
I'm going to show you, bro. I'm going to fuck with you, bro.
I'm going to fuck with you.
What the fuck going on, Terry?
No way. No way there's a trap house there.
I swear. Used to be. I don't know if
that
the story is or
that
not.
That looks like where Terry used to live.
Fuck going on, Terry?
This one I'm talking about, Eric.
That's the party house.
That's
the party house.
So this is... I got him confused then. I got him... Okay. This is the party house.
Yeah, that was the party house.
Let's see the party house.
That's the party house, apparently. So the one I thought was a trap house is the party house.
Hey, who knows? It might be trap house now, but I don't know. I just remember in high school, that one used to be the party house.
There's like never any cars there. It looks abandoned, bro.
They're parked in the back.
Oh, that makes sense.
This is the house that has the good foundation.
Does it not? You don't fuck with it?
Shit looks wag low key.
Nah, you're tripping, bro.
No, and then like on the roof there... Well, the attic, I guess you could say, that's where they would have fucking, like, the beer pong tables. They would have, like, fucking four different beer pong tables right there in the attic.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, pues. Well, I guess it's the party house, not a trap house.
The party house.
The party house. Random ass question. You guys... No, I'm not even going to ask.
Ask, pussy. Well, why the fuck are you going to bring something up?
No, you're right. Did you listen to the re-release, like official release on streaming platforms of the Travis mixtape?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
I'm surprised.
I love it.
You love it?
I love it.
Oh, mira, I love it. Had you listened to it before or no?
The days before rodeo?
Yeah.
I've low-key... Listen to songs individually, but just never like
the full album.
Yeah,
I wasn't that excited about it just because I already had it on my phone because I did the YouTube MP3 type shit.
Yeah,
but
I'm not gonna lie, I've been listening to Drugs Just Try It. Like that shit's been on repeat.
Same, bro. Well, that song been on repeat. I'm just surprised he dropped the fucking music video 10 years later.
Right?
Yeah. Did you listen, Alfred?
No.
You did it?
Yeah, I did.
Oh. Did you like it? You had already listened to it, I think.
Low key, yeah, it was cool. But I really don't think it was that good.
You don't fuck with it like that?
I didn't think it was that good in the first place.
No, I mean, like,
there's some bangers, but like, some of them, like,
I've always fucked with that mixtape.
Since we're talking about music, Johnny.
Huh. What's up?
Have you listened to YG's new album?
So
Low key, I think you might like this one.
If I'm being real with you, bro, I find it hard to sit through an entire project from YG.
You should listen to this because it's actually pretty good. I really, it's a whole different type of like. It's not his normal, you know, gangsta music type shit.
You didn't listen to YG and Tyga's album?
Which one?
The one they did, like, I think they released it this year, too.
I don't think so, bro.
That shit was low-key fire.
Look, because, like, this one gives more, like, Sunday night slow jams with, like a little ghetto twist to it.
Look. I'll skim through it. How about that?
listen to Love Make. I think you'll like that one.
Love Make. All right, bro. Not with the homies though. That sounds like a not with the homies.
Oh no. Yeah, you don't kick it with the homies. Yeah, you don't put that. you don't put that album on with the homies.
I don't know, bro. Like, I don't think YG is terrible, but.
Look, to be fair, nigga, I didn't think YG is, like, incredible. But, you know, for me to tell you that I think YG is low-key trash and he's low-key whack, I'd be lying to you. Because he does have bangers. He really does. They might be ghetto bangers, but they're bangers.
I don't think he's bad, bro, necessarily. I think he's mid.
I think he's above mid.
I think he's just mid, bro. Like, production, mid. His bars, mid.
His hair, whack.
I'll listen to it, though. I'll skim through it.
It's good. It's good. Love making music.
Fuck, I guess we'll see, bro. I think I've listened to enough YG to convince myself
that you don't like him.
That I really don't like him. Like, I don't hate him. If somebody plays him, I'll be like, all right.
So you didn't like YG's more like his popular projects? Not like you didn't like Blaming on the Streets?
No, not really. I didn't hate it, bro. I'm not gonna say I hate it.
What's the one called?
My Crazy Life?
You didn't like that one?
It was okay. It was okay, bro. Like
it was okay. Okay, put that sass on it.
You know, I think out of all his albums, my favorite would have to be I Got Issues.
Let me see. Let's go through my catalog right here. Why? YG.
Don't worry about money.
1, 2, 3, 4, blame 5, 6, 7. Yeah, so I can count with my hands the amount of YG songs I have.
God damn.
It's 7. I have 7. And of all the 7 I have, I wouldn't say I really, really fuck with any of them. Like, I like them. That's why I have them.
Do you have the one with Drake?
Who do you love?
Yeah,
I have that one.
Of course he has that one.
Do you have Big and Back being bull?
I don't.
You know, that song was cool enough, but that shit got overplayed.
Yeah, bro.
Big and Back being cool.
You said I Got Issues was your favorite album?
Yeah.
I respect it. That was a good album.
That, right?
That's a good album. For him, for that being like, you know, one of his later, like, newer albums, it was a really good album.
Mid. Just like Eric says.
Calm down, Alex.
Who the fuck is Alex? Calm down, bro. Oh. Sorry, Alex. You never call
mid,
him
mid,
Alex.
Mid.
Call him Dro.
Dro.
But yeah, nah, bro.
Dude, it's because everyone has nicknames.
Yeah. Everyone got nicknames.
We need a nickname for you to call these niggas to tell these
facts.
Niggas.
There's two Johnnies.
Yeah, there's too many Johnnies.
There's a Johnny over there?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
He looks like Otelio.
Loki does. That's
fucking crazy. Just, you know, he got two working legs.
Oh, hey, hey, you know who Juan's been remind me of? Did you know the fucking, you know Gorilla, right? The fucking group?
Gorillas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, you know their album with them, when they have all those fucking, all those monkeys as a, like the fucking, the gel photos type shit?
Okay.
That's who Juan reminds me of.
He looks like the Gorillas monkey.
Yo.
His nigga. Yeah, you need a nickname.
I need a nickname or he needs a nickname?
No, you
do. No, you need a nickname.
Why do I need a nickname?
Because you're the cooler one.
Oh.
All the cool homies, all the, like, the fire homies got nicknames.
Oh, bet. I'll take a nickname, man. He looks like my left nut sack.
He looks like Otilio, bro.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't know this guy. I can't talk shit. You know looks like? He looks like fucking Han.
But he has a picture saying stripes over checks.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Man, what?
Yeah. Instead of checks over stripes, no, it's stripes over checks for him.
He must be a Mexican.
Adidas. Not tweaking on that, bro. Are we still recording?
Oh, no.
Baby, nah.
Oh, baby.
Hold on. No, we still recording. Sorry. Didn't mean to scare you guys.
We back.
We back. Can I get
You know, we went to fucking Wendover a couple weekends ago, right?
I don't think it's recording?
It's recording, bro.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Like, for real?
Yeah, for real.
All right. Go on.
But, yeah, so we went to Wendover, right? We went to this Fugazi Rancheritos out there. And you know me. I did a little hand tap. I rub my hands together. You know what I heard? I got, oh, yup, this place ain't ready for Eric. They're not ready for Schemer. Once he does that, he about to order the whole menu. I hate niggas.
On God, bro, like, sometimes I think you could create a fucking flash flood with all the sweating you do while you eat.
I wasn't
sweating. Why do you sweat so fucking much, bro?
You know, I really don't know.
We need to get to the bottom of this, nigga.
I really don't know.
When were you sweating? What was it when you were sweating hard as fuck? And all these fools were, damn, why are you sweating? Oh, in the casino. Bro, oh, you yeah. were sweating hard.
Yeah, the casino, yeah.
Was he eating?
No.
I was getting mad because I didn't get no drinks.
That's fucking sus, bro. Low key.
That, it was hot. I was smoking.
Yeah. A lot of factors went into that.
Yeah. A lot. I don't know. I think you need to go to Wendover with us for the one time.
What? Look, why would I go to Wendover, bro? Real just question.
Just have to have some fun. You don't have to gamble.
What the fuck am I going to do in Wendover if I'm not going to gamble? That's not fun to me, bro. Let's be real.
Kick it with the boys?
While they're drunk and I'm not?
I wasn't drunk.
I call cab.
Was I drunk?
I mean, he drove.
that doesn't mean anything. So, let's be real here.
Whether he was or not, I don't know.
Dude, like, I legitimately only got one fucking drink. Nah. The whole time. No.
What? She did take forever. I didn't even
they took forever.
I didn't even get one. Like, I literally ordered it. She never came back, bro.
That never came back. All I remember is her telling me, okay, but when I'm playing, when I get back, you better be playing. I said, okay. She never came back.
Well, fuck that. I don't want to go to Wendover. Choose a better spot. Why can't I
Wendover,
have Why can't I have normal ass niggas that like to go on normal ass fucking trips?
Like what?
I don't fucking know. Not Wendover.
No, like what?
Like what?
I don't know. Let's go do something cool, bro.
Like what?
I don't know. Let's go explore the fucking world, nigga. Like, let's go to the fucking Grand Canyon or some shit. Y'all niggas want to go fucking gamble?
Yeah, you really want to go to fucking St. Jeezy, bro.
Yeah, you go to St. Jeezy what? Like once more?
The Grand Canyon is not in St. George.
Okay, but it's the same shit. It's all rocks.
He's got a point. It's all rock.
And this is all fucking gambling. What am I going to do? Fucking turn a little knob?
Hey. I'm not protecting Wendover right now.
Okay.
I'm just saying your idea stinks.
All right, let's go camping. You guys like camping? I like camping.
I like camping.
Not really.
But I invited you camping. You didn't go.
Oh!
You did invite me camping. Weren't you guys going to go there for one fucking day?
No, we went there for 3 days.
Oh, I thought you guys were on for one day.
Nah, we went there for 3 days.
Plus, I want to go camping. Okay, I want to go camping with some niggas I know, not some niggas I don't know.
I was there. Your boy was going to go, but he became soft.
But he didn't go, did he? No, he didn't.
I guarantee you, if you would have gone, he would have went.
Loki, I did tell him that too. I told him if he could convince you to go, I'd go.
I don't know, bro.
Ooh.
Maybe if I got to know him, I'd be down. Ooh. But I don't know.
But you can bring your homies.
Huh?
But you can bring your homies to when we kick it.
Ooh. What are you talking about?
No.
What are you talking about? Explain this.
So,
I just want to fuck that.
Shut the fuck up.
Explain.
Okay. So, you know, we make plans to go do something.
When?
And for the bar.
The bar.
Yeah.
The fucking bar.
Yeah, we went to the bar.
What are you saying? The bar, nigga.
Yeah, we went to the bar.
The fucking bar.
We went with your
homies. If you invited some homies to the bar, fine, go for it. It's a fucking bar. I'm not going to nature, nigga. I'm not going to go to nature with some niggas I don't fucking know. The bar, you get to know people, right? Like, there's hella people everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a different scene, Eric. Different fucking scene.
What do you mean?
It's a different scene.
How is it a different scene?
Because if you invite your homies to the bar, I'm like, okay, it's cool. It's a fucking bar. If you invite some homies that I don't know to a fucking camping trip, that's a little different, buddy.
You met all of them.
I don't know them like
you
that.
You talked to all of them.
I don't give a fuck
you
if
pulled
I
up to
them.
You pulled up to their shop.
Nigga, I talked to my local gas station clerk. Doesn't mean I fucking know them.
But you don't nigga, say, what's up, nigga? You don't dab them up.
I fucking talked to your mom. Do I know her like that?
Carla.
I even know her fucking first name, bro. Now, by your logic, if I know her first name, he didn't like what I said. Now, by your logic, if I talk to her and I know her fucking name, that means I'm automatically super cool with her. I'm fucking her in the ass every day. This is by your logic. Apparently, we're fucking tight like that.
No, that's different. That's family. We're talking about homies.
That's not family.
My mom is my family.
It's your family, not
my family.
Yeah,
so that's different. They're not. They're homies.
They're homies. So yeah, I know them automatically.
No, I said they're my homies. You're talking about my mom.
You're fucking.
I'm not talking about your mom.
Eric, what? You're going on a fucking.
I'm just kidding, John. I'm trying to piss you off right now.
You are pissing me off. You're getting me fucking hot, Eric.
I love it, bro.
I love it. I love pissing you off, Johnny.
That's when his real personality comes out.
I fucking hate you, Eric.
You okay, Johnny?
No, I'm not okay right now. I need some fucking milk.
He needs some milk.
No, but on God though, nigga. Like, let's be fucking real here. If we go to a bar or a club and you want to invite your other homies, I'd be cool with that. I don't give a fuck. It's a bar. Now, if you're saying, let's go fucking...
Oh, I know there's a difference because you would have been over there for 2 days.
Yeah, let's go on a camping trip. Or even something like, hey, come over to my house. Do I know them? If I don't know them, nah, fuck that. If it's your house, go for it, bro. Go for it. I don't give a fuck. It's your house. Go for it. There's a difference. Every scene is different.
Moral of the story, I invited you. You didn't go.
Moral of the story, I didn't know them niggas.
Moral of the story, they were over here for 4th of July, and you didn't know them.
Were we camping? Huh? Or was there a hell of people?
At camp? Or here?
Eric, did you not fucking listen to what I just asked you?
Ooh. No, actually, no, I really didn't.
No. You said there was hell of people here the 4th of July, right?
Yeah.
What was the 4th of July?
Oh, shit.
It was like a backyard, like...
It was a bang.
Yeah, it was a backyard bash, nigga.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
And you know what camping was?
What?
A forest bash.
Oh, shit. No, it was not a fucking forest.
It was a forest
bash. If I want to go camping, nigga, I want to get away. I want a stress-free fucking time. You think I'm going to be stress-free trying to get to know these niggas I don't fucking know?
Hey, nigga. You could talk to them around the campfire.
Nigga.
Nah.
Yeah, one of the homies was asking about you too.
Oh, what? Did he? Who?
One of the homies.
Who was the homie?
The barber homie, the homie Edgar. He legitimately asked me, "So what's up with your boy?" I'll say, "Which one? The one that pulled up to the shop? Your boy? What's his name? Johnny? Jonathan? Jamal?" I was like, "Oh yeah, Johnny."
I got fucking three names. It's crazy.
Yeah, he was asking me like, "What's up with you?"
What do you mean, "What's up with me?"
He was asking me, "Why haven't you pulled up to the shop?"
Oh, fuck. What the fuck am I going to do at the shop if I'm not getting a haircut, bro?
Playing 2K?
That's facts.
I think you need a haircut then.
Yeah.
I'll pull up to play 2K. I'm down. Fuck it.
With that boy, Tave?
Yeah, I'll play. I'll run it back. I don't want to fucking lick back. What's his name?
Tarzan.
Tarzan, if you listen
to this shit. Black Tarzan?
Black Tarzan, if you listening to this shit, bro, I want my fucking lick back. But yeah, man, that's all I got for today, bro. Eric, you done got me fucking riled up.
Sorry, Johnny.
It's cool, bro. All right. That's it? That's all we got?
Dios, yes.
Dios. Okay, pues. Nos vamos.
All right.
All right, early birds. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you guys next week on this beautiful podcast. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Alfie, you're not going to say bye?
Oh, goodbye.
Goodbye. Eric, say bye again. Please.
Bye.